That is a portion of The Comeback by Pain. Buy their music and merchandise at thepainpage.com. This is The Square Peg Show. I'm Mike, and if you caught the last podcast, you know that I recorded with Jesse, Jamie, and Tommy on the way to a movie theater to see Guardians of the Galaxy. We talked about the death and work of Robin Williams last episode, plus Jesse reviewed Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Now I'm going to offer my thoughts on two Marvel movies.
I saw Iron Man 3 and Thor 2.
Yes.
Last time we spoke about Iron Man 3 on the show, you said,
Garbage. Don't bother.
It was pretty bad.
Yes. Yes, it was.
I don't know. I think they were going for a tone and a feel to the movie that they never quite achieved. This is Shane Black. He's the Lethal Weapon guy. I think they're actually going for an 80s kind of comedy action movie. Because if you see the...
Which fits Tony Stark, really.
Yeah, and if you see the montage at the end, which is the best part, it's just like, you know, the graphics and the credits.
Yeah.
You know, the cut to it, it was like kind of funny, buddy comedy, 80s thing. But the actual movie, not so good, because, first of all, they could have done a movie with Tony Stark out of his armor for most of it.
Yeah.
And achieved a good movie, but they didn't. Nope. He was out of his armor most of the movie.
So they try to make up for it with him jumping into 70 of them.
That was, I remember you said that was one of your biggest complaints, and it was overkill.
Yes.
It was like, at that point, you didn't care about all the new armors or all the new technology. He had this relationship with this, because at one point, he was shot into, like, Kentucky or Tennessee because he fell so far, and he had this relationship with some random boy.
Small boy.
Which, that's weird, because... I mean, I'm not trying to, like, be...
No, that's
that
weird.
Way.
No, that's really weird.
But it was just, like, a weird storyline. Yes. They had all these random storylines that all added up to... I mean, I'm spoiling a little bit, listeners.
They have to have seen it by now.
Right. Guy Pearce's character was the big villain, not the Mandarin, who was the actor.
Yes.
And that,
which
that
was
felt like
a little strange.
Cop-out.
And it was Ben Kingsley.
And they played
people.
It for laughs.
Yes.
They played that whole bit for laughs.
And I love...
The tone was a big problem in that movie.
I love the Mandarin character, too. And I love the way they had him worked up in, you know, in the movie up to that point to, until you figure out it's just a big fraud.
It did explain why a British guy was playing an Arab guy. But, yeah, it was really weird. And also, this is right on the heels of Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
The best Marvel movie
so far. We're not at the theater yet. So
yep.
I've heard some things.
So they went to possibly from the best to the worst.
I've heard things.
Oh, that's a good question. Have you guys been spoiled by Guardians so far?
Actually, no, I haven't.
How about you, Tommy?
Well, as I said earlier, what I do is, you know, I looked at the UI on a lot of their special effects, and unfortunately, they went kind of. A little bit seen here and a little bit seen there. So I did see just a smidgen of it, but...
Nothing story-related, though.
No, nothing like that.
Good, awesome. Now, I've heard talk around the water cooler saying that this is
Holy
better...
Holy shit, you have a water cooler?
I'm going to get one, just so we can talk around it. But I've actually heard that this is a better movie than The Avengers. What do you say to that, Tommy?
No fucking way.
No?
No.
No way, he says.
Well, first of all, for me, it's got to beat Cap 2 and The Avengers. Because I thought Cap 2 was amazing.
Cap 2 was great. Jacob, who was on our Game of Thrones podcast, he didn't like Cap 2 at all, and I didn't understand that. I think he was upset because
we're gonna have the revenge episode. Yes. Jamie will come after me for what dreams have come. I'll go after Jacob over the Winter Soldier.
Well, I mean, I think he was more upset that he figured out that the Winter Soldier was Bucky a long time ago, and I mean. I knew that, too, because I saw it in the book, but that didn't ruin the movie
no,
for me. So
I don't think that's...
I don't know.
It doesn't rest on the surprise factor.
Right.
There's more to the story than that. Let me just real quick, Thor 2.
Yes, please.
Okay, Thor 2.
I have not seen that yet. So
you haven't seen it. I'll tread lightly.
No, hang on, hit me. It'll be all right.
You're like, spoil the whole thing.
Spoil the whole thing. I don't give a damn.
No, I'm not going to spoil the whole thing. But here's the question, though. You have a sequel.
What's that? I want to have his babies.
Thor's babies.
Or Jesse's. I mean, either one.
All of them. No, if you have some Thor babies, I'll be cool with that.
We can sell them as little hammers.
We're going to need a bigger house.
So, Natalie Portman's character, whatever her name is, Jane Foster, that's what it was, right?
Yes.
So, and you know, Jane Foster and Thor, that's a whole story. And then everything that's happening in the very hilariously titled Asgard is another whole story.
Yes.
Loki is actually in prison because of what happened in Avengers.
His crimes in Avengers.
Uh-huh. So how do you mesh those two things. The answer is you make it so that Jane Foster is possessed by some spirit that the arch enemies of the Asgardians are after. So right. She becomes like a big plot device, basically. She gets over
you've
to...
You've lost me here.
Well, she's possessed by the ether, which is one of...
No, you've lost my caring, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that sounds kind of bad, and it was kind of bad. But also, there was a lot of cool stuff in Thor 2, or Thor the Dark World. Yeah. Towards the end, there's a scene where Thor is fighting the arch enemy and falling through the air and teleporting, because that's part of the guy's powers. He can teleport everywhere, part of the mystical stuff that's happening.
Right.
But Mjolnir is trying to find Thor and is getting confused and going into outer space and going back to Earth trying to find Thor.
That's kind of cool, actually.
That is I thought it was a very cool visual. And Loki, by the way, I can't remember the name of the actor, Huddleston or something?
I can't remember mine.
Tim Huddleston. He has got that character down pat. I feel like Loki was one of the stars of both Thor movies and Avengers.
And Avengers, yes.
So,
for sure.
You know, the more Loki, the better. There's a funny scene where Loki impersonates Captain America. And it's like, let's have a rousing discussion about patriotism, Thor! And things like that. So, very funny. The movie overall, I thought, was better in the third act as opposed to the first and second act.
Yes.
But anyway, that's my thoughts.
Right on. Well, I'm definitely going to have to watch that. I was kind of been shying away from it because it just, I don't know, it just felt like it was not going to be good. I've had it on my home theater PC for about, I don't know, 6 months now.
It depends on how much you like the Asgard parts. Like, you know, all the people, Odin and all the other people. If you like that stuff,
it's
then
still Anthony Hopkins, by the way?
Uh-huh.
Cool.
Renee Russo as the mother, and then a whole bunch of other characters and stuff.
Awesome, awesome.
But we're at the theater now,
yep.
And any other final thoughts before Guardians of the Galaxy?
We are Groot.
We are Groot.
We are Groot.
I know it has a raccoon in it.
I just want to say, thank God I finally made the big time. I'm on Square Picture! Woo!
We're cutting that out.
Damn it.
That's the intro, man.
Wow!
Do it together, Tommy.
We're on the Square Peg Show! Yeah. Woo!
Awesome. All right, well, we will talk to the listeners after the movie. Adios.
Later.
Hey, guys, just a quick reminder that if any of you would like to be on the show, suggest topics for the show, or just have questions or comments, please let us know at squarepegshow@gmail.com or on our website, squarepegshow.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and subscribe to us on iTunes. So until next time, guys, be square.